A Tale of Three Fathers by Douglas J. Ebach. In the town of Normal, Pennsylvania, there's a little church at the corner of Wilson and Elm. The congregation includes many fathers and sons and daughters, of course, and on Father's Day, the sons and daughters celebrated their fathers in many different ways. These are three of their stories. Katie and Henry. When Pastor Henry O'Donnell came down to breakfast, his teenage daughter Katie was waiting for him with a gift and a joyful greeting of, "Happy Father's Day!" She followed that up with, "Oh, Dad, you're not going to wear that tie again, are you?" The tie in question was green with a pink cartoon duck on it. Katie had given it to him when she was 5, proudly telling him she had picked it out herself. Henry had worn it to preach every Father's Day since. He always used the story of Katie giving him the tie in his sermons. During coffee hour, many of the congregants would compliment Katie on her taste. But by the time Katie was 10, she had realized the tie was extremely ugly, and the compliments were meant ironically. She begged her father to dispose of the tie. Henry always refused, just as he did this year. Katie's gift this Father's Day was a box of golf balls. She also announced that she would be taking the family out to dinner. "Where?" Henry asked. "It's a surprise," she told him. That evening, Henry, Katie, and her mother Jennifer drove to a new steak place in Tenor Falls called Buckeye Pete's. Jennifer informed Henry that Katie had picked it out herself and made the reservation. What Jennifer didn't know was that Katie chose this restaurant because of a particular tradition they had. If anybody came in wearing a tie, they would cut it off and hang it on the wall. Katie knew her father would wear the pink duck tie all day and figured she could finally be free of the embarrassment. Katie led the family into Buckeye Pete's. "Reservations for 3 under Katie O'Donnell," she told the hostess. Then she stepped aside so the woman would see her father's tie. Only he wasn't wearing the tie. Katie's mouth dropped open in amazement. Henry leaned down and whispered in her ear, "I've heard of this place, too." Then he patted a bulge in his jacket pocket. Katie sighed, but the steak was terrific, so it wasn't a total loss. Tyler. "What's that?" 4-year-old Mary Boyer asked. She was sitting with 7-year-old Tyler Park during coffee hour after church and looking at the Father's Day card he had drawn in Sunday school. It showed a man in a black hat and trench coat engaged in a gun battle with some criminals. "That's my dad," Tyler replied. "He lives in Chicago. He's a spy." "Really?" Mary asked, wide-eyed. "Yep," Tyler said, "but it's a secret, so don't tell anyone. He saved the world 42 times. He's a hero and has a big chest full of medals that the president gave him." "Wow," Mary marveled. "What does your dad do?" Tyler asked. "He works in an office," Mary said, with just a hint of jealousy in her voice. Just then, Mary's father, Kevin Boyer, came to get her. Mary wondered how many times he had saved the world. She doubted it was more than 6. The family headed out to the car, Mary's parents laughing about the pastor's tie. Mary didn't get the joke. She thought the pink duck was kind of neat. Meanwhile, Tyler showed his mom, Audra, his card, explaining it in great detail. "Do you think he'll like it?" Tyler asked. "I'm sure he will," she replied, smiling. But Tyler noticed her eyes looked kind of sad. They mailed the new card on the way home. After lunch, Tyler called his dad. They talked for 12 minutes before Tyler's dad said he had to go to work at his job at a pizza joint. It was about 7 minutes longer than Audra thought her ex would last. After the conversation, Tyler retreated to his room. Audra watched TV and tried not to worry about him. An hour or so later, Tyler came out with an armload of drawings. "Mom, can I show you what I drew?" he asked. "Sure," Audra said. Tyler spread the papers out. They turned out to be a rough comic book featuring Audra as a superhero saving the world. As Tyler was finishing up his narration of the story, he noticed there were tears in his mom's eyes. "Are you sad, Mom?" he asked. "No, honey," Audra replied, and gave Tyler a big hug. Mary and Susie and Kevin. Like Tyler, Mary had made a card in Sunday school featuring a picture of her dad. She had drawn him sitting on the couch watching TV. Kevin didn't quite know how to take that. His wife Jill thought it was hilarious. Mary didn't draw the picture because Kevin was any more of a couch potato than the average guy. In fact, he spent as much time playing sports as he did watching them. She drew the picture because the gift she and her 2-year-old sister Susie were giving their father was to wait on him hand and foot while he watched a stock car race on television. When they got home, Mary and Susie ordered Kevin to sit on the couch. Mary tucked a cozy blanket around him despite the fact that it was actually a fairly warm day. Then the two girls headed for the kitchen to get him a drink. When they returned a few minutes later, Mary carrying a can of soda and Susie a glass of ice, Mary saw that the blanket was bunched up on Kevin's lap. "Your blanket fell," she observed. She climbed up on the arm of the couch and pulled it back in place, making sure to tuck it in extra tight this time. "Thanks, sweetie, but it's a little warm," Kevin gasped. "I'll fan you," Mary cried with delight. She grabbed a magazine and began waving it vigorously. "Thanks," Kevin said after the 4th time she had accidentally swatted his ear. "I'm much cooler now." He noticed Jill peeking in from the kitchen with a smirk on her face. The girls joined their mother in the kitchen and returned a few minutes later with a big bowl of microwave popcorn. "Look, Daddy," Mary said, "we made it ourselves."
"Very impressive," Kevin said.
He took the bowl from them and noticed that half the popcorn was scorched black.
"Eat it, Daddy," Susie shouted.
Kevin took a handful and tossed it in his mouth. He could just barely taste the butter under the overpowering flavor of charcoal. The girls watched expectantly. He took another handful. Mary observed a bead of sweat trickle down Kevin's temple.
"You're hot again," she declared and picked up the magazine. "It's my turn to fan him," Susie wailed.
She grabbed the magazine and the two girls engaged in a tug of war. In the process, they spilled Kevin's soda in his lap. To his disappointment, they completely missed the bowl of blackened popcorn.
"Sorry, Daddy," the girl said in unison.
Kevin took a deep breath. He knew they meant well. When Kevin returned from changing his clothes, he could hear the girls in the kitchen arguing about who got to bring him this new drink. He turned off the TV just as they returned to the living room carrying a dangerously full glass of soda between them.
"Why did you turn the TV off?" Mary asked.
"The race is over," Kevin lied.
Mary and Susie looked disappointed.
"You know what I'd really like to do now? Go to the park. Do you want to come with me?"
The girls' faces immediately perked up. While they were getting ready, Jill pulled Kevin aside and asked if he wanted her to take the girls to the park so he could enjoy the rest of the race in peace.
"It'll be my Father's Day present to you," she said.
"No, that's okay," Kevin replied. "I really do want to take them."
A short time later, he was sitting on a hard wooden bench by the playground with no snacks and no drink, and thankfully no cozy blanket, watching his daughters play spies instead of watching cars go around in a circle really fast on TV. Most days he would have considered this a chore, but today he found he was enjoying himself. Then Mary fell and skinned her knee. As Kevin fussed over the slight wound, Mary thought about Tyler's dad. Mary decided she was pretty glad that her father was just a businessman who lived in Normal, instead of a hero spy that lived in Chicago. She gave Kevin a big hug and said, "Happy Father's Day, Daddy."
11 p.m.
At 11 p.m., Katie and Tyler and Mary and Susie were all in bed. Kevin was watching highlights of the race he had missed, Audra was leafing through Tyler's drawings, and Henry was hanging up his favorite tie until next year. It had been quite a fine Father's Day for all of them. For my dad.